8:22, sunny, beautiful 54 degrees right now, right here. Enjoy it on this Tuesday, May 17th. Always a pleasure welcoming our fine Oakland County Sheriff, Michael Bouchard, who's here to talk about a few things. I wish he didn't have to, but he will, and we appreciate his professional take on all of these things that are going on in our country right now. It's also Police Week, right? This week is Police Week, Michael? Good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Yes, in fact, it is established in 1963 by then President John F. Kennedy to recognize and appreciate police across this country. This is Police Week, with Wednesday being Police Memorial Day, if my memory serves where it falls this time. So that is the day that we remember those that gave the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty. But the rest of the week is devoted to remembering and honoring all the men and women that do it every day across this country. And I use it as an opportunity to say a special thanks to my team, who I'm immensely proud of.
Well, indeed. And the number, I don't want to take a shot at it because it was so high. The number of police officers, law enforcement personnel who lost their lives this past year, the number was shocking to me. It was, it's in the 500s, was it?
Yeah, the number was super high. And, you know, here's where the tragedy even gets magnified. You know, ambushes are up, shootings of officers and assaults on officers are up. I think the number of assaults on officers exceeded 50-some thousand last year. But the number of line-of-duty deaths was exceeded by suicides of police officers.
Oh, no. I didn't
know
that.
For the second year in a row. So it's been a tough stretch on lots of levels. The pressure on them, the rhetoric and the demonization of police, and yet the incredibly tough job that they're having to perform these days, is just kind of piling on.
To enter into the line of duty to serve the public and then to be found by some of the public to be the problem rather than the answer and the savior in a bad situation, it's got to be tough to deal with. But I had no idea that the suicide level, I know it's terrible in the military, has been for a while, I had no idea the suicide rate for the police officers exceeded those being murdered in the line of duty.
Yeah, it did for more than 1 year now. I think it's going on the third year that it's done that. I mean, it's always been a high rate, but this has gotten to a terrible level. You know, we have programs that I started a number of years ago called peer-to-peer and try to have methodologies to give them the ability to download some of the stress and some of the terrible, terrible things that they see and deal with without necessarily bringing it, you know, into the chain of command where they're worried about their career or, you know, how they're viewed. But to me, they're viewed as a hero. I mean, if they're willing to ask for help, that's more challenging and difficult for some of these A personalities, you know, the men and women that do this job. You know, don't typically want to ask for help and don't want to show any weakness. And it's not weakness to ask for help. It's strength to be able to step forward and say, you know, I'm struggling with this. And of course, with the kinds of things that they see and are asked to do, it's only literally human.
And the frustration they must feel when they do an excellent job in their police work and have it stomped on by ridiculous judgments from some real crazy judges that are out there across the country. That's got to be incredibly frustrating, Michael.
Yeah, it is, actually. That's the only thing that drove me into the political world is, you know, sometimes you'd get into court and I would see cases, you know, dealt with in a way that I thought was unfair to the victims. You know, there's a whole litany of rights for an accused, for a defendant, but, you know, when I started in police work, they didn't have the enumerated rights for victims of crime. And I worked on the Oakland County rapist and on the Oakland County child killer, and I thought, you know, primarily about the victims because I saw the fallout there and knew that the defendants had a host of rights But what about the victims who asked never to be part of this terrible situation, were dragged into it as literally a victim? And so you're right. That's part of the process, is the politics, who writes the laws and then who adjudicates it, and they're elected. And so people need to keep that in mind as they go to the polls this November. Are those folks also going to bear in mind the victims, the folks that are being traumatized by a crime through no decision or choice of their own?
We, of course, are still all hurting over what happened in Buffalo and still scratching my head saying, wait a second, when the police say they investigated a threat and found that it was not real, or there wasn't any reason to believe that this person was really, the word is escaping right now, but a real threat, I say that if they make a threat like that, that's the threat, that's the problem. They've now broken the law. But we're going to have to take another time to talk about that, because it's ridiculous to say that they investigated and said it wasn't a real threat. If they made a threat, it's a real threat. And I don't care if they have the guns yet or anything else. Doggone it.
Absolutely.
We got to run. The clock is ticking. I can't do anything about it. Sorry, Michael. Happy Police Week. WJR 829.